Welcome to Online with the Health Chick. I'm here podcasting direct from the Green Earth Expo, and I have two very special guests today. If you've read any of the previous blogs, you know that I have a passion for racing, and that I was so incredibly excited to find this organic racing team. And with me today do I have not only organic race car dude Kevin Boulton. Did I say that right, Kevin?
That is correct.
I have his lovely, beautiful wife, who is also a female race car driver of the organic racing team, and I think she almost might be the brains behind the whole thing. So welcome to the Health Chicken. Tell us what you're all about.
Well, we basically have developed a zero carbon footprint racing team, and our message is food is fuel, and we want to teach people that organic food and natural products are the best fuel you can use for your body. And we prove that by running a car that runs on ethanol, and we go out and we beat the Porsches and the big gas belching fuel-drinking machines. There's very few of them that can keep up with us.
Now tell us, it's kind of exciting, because didn't you tell me earlier that you're third in the country?
Tell us
about that.
Right now, our little car, we call it Mojito because it's lime and it runs on alcohol. It now holds the title as the third fastest street-legal car in the United States. We did a seven-day event, and we drove over 4,000 miles. We did over 18 track events. And everything from drag racing to autocrossing to road racing. And on the eighth day, we finished the dry skid pad. And when the dust settled, we were third overall.
Now, were people surprised by that? Come on, we're talking organic racing. The car is built completely, I think, out of junk, you told me?
Pretty much 70% recycled.
So you built the car out of junk, so not a lot of money behind this, not a lot of fancy equipment, and you're third?
They're third overall.
Come on, they got to be surprised. What's the word on the street out there?
We're now considered the Seabiscuit of the automotive world. And people were floored. Everyone we raced with them the last couple of years during this event, and we were always further back the pack. So we built a brand new car this year, and we just, by the third or fourth race, they were like going, "Oh my God, that thing is fast. It's weird looking, but it's fast."
So you got some respect going on now?
Absolutely.
You got a fan movement going? You know, are they wearing the organic racing t-shirts and going, go Kev yet?
You know, it's so funny because when we would come off the track, even the guys that we were competing against would give us the thumbs up. Like, "Oh man, you guys are so cool." We had green and pink mohawks on our helmets, and I mean, we looked like something that was a Trojan horse, you know, approaching the pad. So
now, Harmony, how is it being a female race car driver out in all this?
It's very exciting. It's very thrilling. The thing that I like the best is just setting that example that by eating organic, by being healthy, you can withstand the elements. You can go and compete with the boys, and you can come out on top, and it's just a thrill.
And you got to check out her YouTube site, because this lady is beautiful. I mean, you can tell the organic food is working for her, because she is just amazing. All right, well, tell us a little bit about the actual fuel that you're using, and also tell us a bit what's coming, what's next.
Well, the car itself, we looked at several different types of fuel, biodiesel, waste vegetable oil, ethanol, hydrogen. We looked at a lot of different fuels, and we looked at different ways of doing this. But one of the issues that we were up against is, how can you do it on a budget? How can I do it in a way that the common man could reproduce what we're doing? And, you know, if you've got a $1 million budget, anything's possible. But we don't have a $1 million budget. So we looked at all the different fuels, and we researched biodiesel really, really closely. We really wanted to go with a diesel engine because of the durability.
But as and far performance?
As, well, the performance on the diesel engine is not there. That's the reason
okay.
We ended up going with a gasoline motor. It's lighter weight. Ethanol is not the silver bullet we'd all hoped for, but I think that it's in the process of getting there. So often, you know, you have to take at least one step towards health, or one step towards change, or one step towards
anything. Well, the Health Chick, we're always about take that first step, make one change.
Absolutely.
But tell me, because you had mentioned when I interviewed you some time back about an algae or something that someone was growing for fuel.
Absolutely. Right now, most of your ethanol in the United States is being made with corn. Everybody's like, "Oh, that's the worst thing." It's not the best way to make ethanol. But, and they're like, "Oh,
it's not because of environmental or because of performance or why?"
It's not because it takes, the conversion ratio is only 4 to 1. Now, your conversion ratio with sugarcane is 9-1, so it's a much higher conversion ratio.
And what does that mean?
That
for people like me that have no idea what that means.
That means it would take one part of petroleum to produce four parts of corn.
Gotcha.
So it's not a really good conversion
ratio. So it's not as eco-friendly as we want to be, but it's a step in the right direction.
Right. Your exhaust output is more friendly, definitely more friendly.
So the exhaust is cleaner, though.
Right.
So it's a balancing act.
It is. And it is a sustainable fuel. But, you know, so often you have to use what's available to you at the moment. And corn is what's available. There are a lot of guys like, it's driving up beef prices, it's driving up this, it's driving up food costs. And I always say, good. And they're like, well, why do you say good? And I'm like, because until we become uncomfortable, till Americans get sick and tired of paying $10 for a steak, they won't change.
Right.
But when people become uncomfortable, they're like, hey, we got to find a better way.
Right.
So right now, corn is the least efficient way to do it, but at least we're making that step. Now, the next steps that you're looking at is, right now I was reading a report, within the next year, they're going to be releasing a new bacteria to digest switchgrass, prairie grass, and some other really...
It was the grasses you were telling
me. Yeah, and that'll grow anywhere. I mean, it'll grow just about anywhere. So
stinkweed or something. Isn't that something you were telling about?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. And... the advantage to that is that now that has a 32-1 conversion ratio.
Wow, that beats 4-1. Even I get that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yes, right now ethanol is not maybe the most graceful way to do it, and with corn is definitely not the answer, but we're moving in the right direction.
Now, I got to ask you, a car built at a 70% recycled material, are you just the most awesome driver in the world, or, I mean, how are you winning?
That's very kind of you to say such a thing, but unfortunately, I'm not. Really, to be honest with you, it really boiled down to the car weighs 1,520 pounds dry, and it produces nearly 400 horsepower to the rear wheels. All I have to do is figure out how to get it around the corner, point in the right direction.
So what are the guys, your competition, what are they saying? Are they looking at you and saying, I want to take those tips back, and what are we going to do? I mean, you got guys spending big money on race cars.
Well, yeah, a lot of these guys have million-dollar budgets, and they're seeing us as a little dark horse that come from the back of the pack with a junkyard car, and they're like, how in the world? Usually they describe us with holy and several expletives following.
Keep the show clean now.
I'm doing my best.
All right, well, let's talk about the expo. How did it go? We're at the Green Earth Expo, and it's closing time, and Kev and Harmony and I are here in the Health Chickmobile because basically we can't get out yet. But how'd the show go for you guys?
It was a great show. There was wonderful people here. There's a lot of kids, a lot of youth. Great opportunity to start exposing our future leaders to the different products, to the different lifestyles, to the different options that are available for them. So we were really pleased. Everybody loved the organic racing car. All the little boys in particular, they want to grow up and be like Kevin and have a race car and be able to win and be number one.
An organic race car, right?
Right, absolutely. And
we need some good role models for those kids.
Absolutely.
We really, really do.
Yep, so it was wonderful.
And then anything on the show floor that you find new, exciting, that you hadn't seen before? Or?
There are actually quite a few things. There's several companies that are exploring new avenues of hydrogen power, electric-powered boats, just really unique things. There's a company here that has a glass window that's unbreakable, that's double pane, that reduces your loss by 40%. So even if you live in a bad part of town, someone comes in and tries to smash your window out, it won't break.
Wow, that's kind of exciting.
I thought that was very exciting.
Well, thanks for coming today. Give everyone your website so we can go check out all the great stuff coming up. Don't you have a website and a blog and a YouTube channel now?
It's www.organicracing.com, and then you do organicracing.com/blog. And then YouTube is youtube.com/...
I believe it's Organic,
organic racing.
All right, so just Google Organic Racing, and you're either going to get them or you're going to get me. So thanks for listening, everyone. This is Wendemere Riley, the Health Chick, signing off from the Green Earth Expo. Until next time, keep it healthy, keep it green, be hip.